This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a bear in there. Chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
Were you moshing?
Shh. I was fist pumping. Get it right. Gosh.
They actually put on Facebook after a couple of weeks. So yeah, just hardcore dancing to the play school theme. Because why not?
Because
who doesn't do that?
It's exciting, okay. Play school's great.
Anyway, it is, of course, time for gay school. First story I'm going to be going to. Caution urged in Queensland with HIV notification spike response. There's been recent reports of a dramatic spike in HIV notifications in Queensland, which has prompted experts to urge caution about misinterpreting results and jumping to conclusions, instead suggesting that while there are worrying trends, the increase could be a positive sign. Media reports late last month focused on the release of the data indicating that HIV notifications had increased to 93 cases instead of 69 at this time last year, which is like a 34% jump, which, you know, that's considerable.
That's a pretty big jump.
Which means that, of course, the media put, you know, HIV warning, silent killer on the rise again.
Dramatic spikes.
However, the HIV Foundation Queensland chair, Dr. Darren Russell, has said that health authorities had been anticipating a rise because there'd been a significant rollout of rapid HIV testing throughout the state. So, you know, if it's easier to get tested, more people are going to go and get tested and show up positive.
This is something that always kind of annoys me a lot of the time especially with mainstream media. There's misrepresentation of results from studies and statistics, and it's a case of, well, for a start, correlation does not imply causation. So just because two things seem to be increasing at the same time doesn't mean one's causing the other.
Yeah.
And again,
It's not looking at all the data.
Because there's, you know, there's lots of things in a broader context that can make data look like it's alarming when it really isn't.
Yeah, because in this case, it doesn't. What he'd said, the data does not necessarily equate to increases in new infections, but rather it may be that more cases of HIV have been discovered. Mm. This is incredibly positive because early detection of HIV means that people living with HIV can start treatment earlier for their own health and well-being.
Yeah. So hopefully before, you know, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome sets in.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it means more people are getting tested, more people are getting their positive result and being able to be treated. However, there are the trends that are of concern, because recent data showed the highest ever recorded amount of unprotected anal intercourse with a casual partner in the survey's history.
That's
which is
not great.
Not the best. Mm-hmm. So there's been an increase in notifications. A lot of it could be related to the change in testing, the rapid testing, but with this result, you know, this survey result, it is still concerning that a lot more people are barebacking, apparently.
Yeah. And I mean, this is an interesting quote from HIV expert Dr. Wendell Rosevere. He says, we must address the reality that with the internet and amphetamine use, many people have multiple partners and high-risk sex with pressure against condom-using sex. Denial of risk can be attractive, but is dangerous.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
That's definitely very true. I mean, I have some friends that, you know, they're well aware of the risks of unprotected sex, but they do it anyway, and I'm just...
Like, they accept that risk for themselves.
Yeah, and I mean, and exactly, and I'm just like, well, you know, there's not much I can do to stop you, but that's a really bad idea.
And there also has been seen a rise of syphilis, chlamydia and gonorrhea, which...
Definitely, yeah.
You know, HIV isn't the only thing you can get people, and those can be pretty serious.
Yeah.
You don't want gonorrhea.
I'm going to go ahead and take your word for it.
I'm not speaking through personal experience.
I'm not actually well educated on the variety of STIs. I'm just like, let's not get those.
Good plan. Keep it safe.
Yes. A Newcastle schoolboy, Orlando Bertram, wrote a letter to the Prime Minister addressing the marriage equality debate, which has now been answered. You were elected to represent our country, not yourself. My mother is gay, and even worse, your own sister is gay, and thousands more are as well. I'll forgive the kid for possibly underestimating that, but you have actually met my mum, Councillor Cordelia Troy, who is a member of the Liberal Party, and she was deputy major at the time. You were elected to represent our country, not yourself. Just because you think it's wrong does not give you the right to make it illegal. That's, I'm really
thank
proud
you, Orlando.
Of this little, this is a schoolboy. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Dear Orlando, this is the reply that Tony Abbott's office has sent. Dear Orlando, thank you for letting me know your views about same-sex marriage. I appreciate the deep feelings that many in the community have on either side of the issue. The government supports the current definition of marriage contained in the Marriage Act 1961. Any change to this policy would be a matter for the coalition party room. My personal opinion is to support the existing definition of marriage. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah. Exactly what you'd expect from Abbott.
What's really annoying me here is the way he's avoiding talking about, you know, the fact that it's excluding huge numbers of people.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, I support traditional marriage.
I support the existing definition.
If he'd said traditional, I would have asked him how much he was, how much he would accept for one of his daughters, you know, how many goats.
Or possibly how far back in history he was willing to look. I just wanted to bring up that the Marriage Act 1961... homosexuality was still illegal in a lot of parts of Australia back then. Is that now, really...
Yeah, it's...
That doesn't reflect well on, our, on
yeah,
the law.
On that topic, 2014 is the 10th anniversary of the first same-sex marriages in the US, which are in Massachusetts. The sky has not fallen. Nobody has married their sibling, their pet, or their plasma TV. No religious people have had Bibles burnt in front of them for that reason. No straight people have been forced to divorce their spouse and marry a same-sex spouse. You know what? The world is still ticking along.
And you know, as ridiculous as those claims might, as those slightly sarcastic comments might sound, those are real things that people have implied and put forward as arguments against same-sex marriage, and this is ridiculous. Come on, people.
Yeah, there's 19 states in the US who have legalized same-sex marriage, and every other state has at least one case in court challenging their ban at the moment, and the sky hasn't fallen. A lot of US states and European and Latin American countries have achieved this reform. The public has swung behind marriage equality. Come on, guys. Come on, Australia.
And you can actually... Starting from June the 27th, you can start same-sex marriages in Australia's UK consulates.
Yeah, if at least one person is of British citizenship, they could marry as they would in Britain. Mm-hmm. It still won't be recognised in Australia because Australia currently doesn't recognise same-sex marriages performed overseas, but there is also a bill going about that.
It'll highlight the failure of Australian law to recognise overseas same-sex marriages. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, I think so.
Except for the fact that, you know, the stubborn laws are still way behind in this issue. But we are out of time.
Aww.
That was really fast.
It always is.
I know.
You put the two of us together and we can't shut up.
No.
Eleanor and I get along great, and I think you can tell.
You should hear when the mic's off. Or maybe you shouldn't.
We just swear a bit more.
Shh. I'm a good girl, I swear.
Yes.
This has been Generation Next with Eleanor.
And Maddie. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Mwah.
Mwah. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.